For customers only. T's and C's apply.
Don't miss out. Mimosa Homes Double Advantage promotion is on now. Save big and build the home you've always wanted with premium upgrades like higher ceilings, stunning kitchen benchtops and more. Plus, the first 250 buyers get up to 50% off fixed site costs. Hurry, these savings are limited and once they're gone, they're gone. Visit one of Mimosa Homes' 50 display centres across Melbourne today and secure double the savings before it's too late. T's and C's apply. Mimosa Homes.
Hey there, it's Will and Woody.
It's a shocking time to have to be awake.
So, we're getting you through the early morning with some of the not-so-bad bits from our show yesterday.
Yeah, and if you want a bit more of this, then grab the podcast on the free iHeartRadio app.
I'm really close tonight, and I feel like I'm moving inside her, lying in the dark, and I think that I'm beginning to know her. Let it go. I'll be there when you call, and whenever I fall at your feet, you let your tears rain down on me. Whenever I touch your slow turning pain, whenever I fall. I'll be waiting when you call, and whenever I fall at your feet, you let your tears rain down on me. Whenever I touch your slow turning pain, whenever I fall.
Hey, it's Will and Woody here
with our best bits from the show yesterday.
It's Will and Woody's.
Can you put some echo on this?
Metal of the Gens!
Alrighty, Annalise is a Gen Zer, Woods, you and I are millennials. We're trying to figure out which generation is most out of touch by throwing names, icons, phenomenons at each other to see which one is actually in the zeitgeist. Woods, we've gone for a bit of a theme this week.
Yes, but we won't reveal that, obviously.
No, we can't, because then that would give away a bit.
Yep. Oh.
Well done.
Or also maybe maybe it's not a theme as well, just in case you just aren't picking up on that. Anyway.
Oh, shit.
I think we've given away too much.
Maybe we shouldn't have gone.
Okay, here we go. Theme or no theme. And honestly, this is easy.
Okay.
Like I'm concerned if you don't know this.
Okay.
Bruce Willis.
Married to Demi Moore and was an actor.
He's an actor, still alive.
He's an actor.
He's
still alive. Yeah, he's still alive.
Well done.
Famous for what sort of movie?
I think something with superheroes.
No, they weren't really around in the 90s superhero movies.
He was.
I think he has done a superhero movie.
He was a superhero.
Yeah.
In Unbreakable.
Oh, piss off. Let's not bring up one of the great
injured.
Blights on his career.
He can't be injured.
No, unbreakable.
Hang on, that's a great movie.
I don't think that's a great movie. No, his
adversary is Mr. Glass, who
all
breaks
right,
easily.
All right, let's go, Annalise, your turn.
Okay, guys.
Quite sick, by the way, Bruce Willis, so, you know.
I want to know what this sound, what is the opener show of the opener of this sound? What show is this from?
I don't know. I realise I don't care. I mean, what is it? What is
it?
Anything that starts with a "This is my chance."
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah. X Factor season 15.
ABC. You're in a similar genre.
All right.
ABC.
ABC.
Kids. Kid talent show. Something close.
No, it's Dance Academy. It was one of the most iconic shows of our century.
Right. So what is it? Is it a dancing show where people compete to become...
Stop us.
It's a fiction dancing show.
Oh, it's fiction.
Here we go. A fictional...
dancing.
No, what are they? Okay, here we go. Annalise, who is Steven Seagal?
Oh, I got asked about this earlier.
Did you?
Yes. Steven... And I did Google him. And I've already forgotten him. He's an American... Yeah.
Why were you Googling Steven Seagal?
Someone brought his name up.
Okay.
Because we were just rhyming words.
Nice.
Oh, he's an American...
Well, what do
good
you guys
prep.
Actually
good,
do?
Good radio show prep. All right, guys, rhyming words. Let's do it. Let's chuck it around.
Everyone's favourite pre-show game.
Was
anyone
hard.
Getting any audio for the show?
Is he an he's an American actor.
Annalise, that is just the most vanilla answer. Oh. Like, come on.
He's very famous for having...
Because I want to go say he's friends with Jason Segel. Like, he's, like, related to Jason Segel.
Jason Segel.
Oh, they're spelt different. S-E-G-E-L.
Steven Segel. Who is Steven Segel?
Steven Segel...
Yep.
...is... I don't know.
He's a martial artist and he's an action movie star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very famous for being like a black belt in martial arts.
Your go, Annalise. Oh. Bang. That's it.
How was I supposed to know that?
He's very famous. He's been in a lot. He's enormous.
He's enormous.
Yeah.
What? Give me a movie.
Under Siege.
The Glimmer Man.
They
sound made up. To name a few. Under Siege is a red hot movie.
Unbelievable. He was in Speed 2 as well.
I know why you like that movie, by the way, Under Siege. All right, let's get Annalise your
birthday
go.
Cake.
Okay.
Birthday cake. Birthday cake.
Who was Stefan and Damon Salvatore?
You mean Salvatore, I think is what you
Salvatore.
Mean.
Salvatore.
Salvatore, she's not talking about the artist.
No.
You mean Salvador.
Oh, my Salvador. God.
Salvador Dali.
We're nowhere. Is he an artist?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, surrealism. Yeah, that's
not,
right.
That's
no, she's
not
talking
about
Salvador
about.
Dali.
Say the names again for me.
Stefan and Damon Salvatore.
Now, I think I know the Salvatores.
So they're related. I'm picking that up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Same
so
surname.
Siblings.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They are. Yep.
So.
Yep.
So.
I think that Stefan and Damon Salvatore.
Yes.
Are actors.
Yeah, actors.
Yeah.
Sibling actors. Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm thinking more reality TV, like Keeping Up with the Salvatores kind of vibe. That's the vibe I'm getting.
Right.
Because that's the way that siblings would be both famous together. Rare to get actors that are, you know.
No, absolutely not. Maggie and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Good. Yep, called me on that one immediately.
There's quite a few of them, actually. Yeah.
Who else?
Kylie Olsen and twins. Danny Minogue, the Olsen twins.
Okay, that's fair. All right.
Chris Hemsworth. Not on Hemsworth.
Oh, Hemsworth. Yeah. Okay, that's fair. All right, guys, put it down. Okay, they're actors.
The Salvadors.
Yeah.
They're actors. They're
Salvadors.
Actors?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you half a point.
Yeah, thank you very
because
much.
Because they are brothers, but they are fictional brothers, and they play out.
That seems like a very generous half a point.
They're vampires
what
in the TV
in?
Show.
Oh, what TV show?
Vampire Diaries.
Oh, the Diaries. I never watched the Diaries.
I think they're very sexy.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got one
but
more.
Play
I've got
by
one
brothers.
More, Annalise, and then you've got to try and guess the theme because the quiz is up next.
Okay.
Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
Actor, I know the name. Bruce Lee, Bruce Lee.
I'm not going to...
Bruce Lee.
So what names have we given so far?
We've given Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis, Steven Seagal, and now Bruce Lee.
And Bruce Lee. They were all in a movie together.
Were they? What was the movie? God, I'd watch that movie.
I don't...
you don't know who Bruce Lee is?
Bruce, I know the name. He sounds like a shark, kind of.
A shark?
Yeah. Was he in Jaws?
You mean, I think Bruce the shark Lee. In Finding Nemo is called Bruce.
Oh.
Jesus
Maybe.
Christ.
Take a seat. Right over there, sat on the stairs, stay or leave. The cabinets are bare and I'm unaware of just how we got into this mess. Got so aggressive, I know we meant all good intentions. So pull me closer, why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over, I can't just let you go. Oh baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle. Kitchen floors are wet and taps are still running, dishes are broken. How did we get into this mess? Got so aggressive, I know we meant all good intentions.
Will and Woody here.
With our best bits from the show yesterday.
Woods, you're getting married in November.
Yes.
So, what, shit, just over, 5 weeks away, is it?
All happening. It is, like, quite seriously, it's all happening. And I'm involved now, because I have to be. We haven't got suits yet. We're under the pump there.
Well, you're under the pump, well, mate. You're under the pump.
As a groomsman,
this is the thing.
You should be supporting me as a groomsman.
No,
no. I've got politics on my ass.
You've got politics dressing all of us.
Yes.
Which means you don't have to do anything other than just go message a WhatsApp group and go, find a time for us all to meet up. You sent one message a month ago.
Yep.
People said they couldn't make it. And then a month later,
I had to think about a new date. I had a whole month.
You are
gaming new
dates.
You
are terrifyingly disorganized.
Now, hang on. I asked you 3 weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
What's your sizes?
I politics have my sizes. We did a photo shoot for them.
Not every groomsman has sent me the sizes. I'm under the pump.
They've all sent them to you. I saw today.
Haven't checked my messages.
I know. This is the issue. You're not.
Okay, good. We're on there. But I'm trying to learn a dance. We're trying to do the tables. Where's everyone sitting?
You're
stressful.
Nowhere. You're nowhere.
Nowhere. What's a good beer? These are the questions that I need to start throwing around. Like at the moment, everyone's drinking Corona.
You need a mid strength, I'd say, and you need a full strength. It's easy. Yeah. Okay, I'd go a red Peroni for a full strength. Probably lager, nothing too hoppy. And then a mid strength. I just keep it simple.
Great Northern.
Yeah, Great Northern.
Okay. Perfect. Well, I'm just nailing jobs here. That's pretty much all I was stressing about.
Anyway.
It was Coronas and VBs for
a while. Mate.
And the only spirit was going to be mezcal. And Mim had to say to me, I'm not sure if anyone else drinks mezcal. And
God.
I was like, okay, we can probably do a vodka.
Do a gin.
No, gin's the drink of tears.
No, but it's
doesn't get people up and about.
But vodka again.
Get the people.
Are
going.
We 16? Yeah, what is going
it's
on?
Pretty much going to be a 16th birthday party.
Oh my
at this
god!
Point.
Okay. Well, look, I realised that because Mims organised the whole thing because she basically said to you, "You can't organise anything," and then all you were tasked with was the groomsman's accommodation.
We're in a bit of trouble there.
Yeah, which I know. Well, I know.
We're in this a little bit of trouble there.
This is what I want to talk to you about because
I put that down. It overwhelmed me and I've put it down because I had a backup plan, but I got stressed and I said, Mim, I'm just going to have to put that down. And Mim obviously hates hearing that because we'll sit down and have these meetings and I go, I'm sorry, Mim, I'm going to have to put it down because I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed. And she's like, the wedding is in 5 weeks. We can't put it down.
Yeah, so I knew there were real issues when Mim messaged me.
Oh, gee, I told her not to do this. She's going around my back.
Well, she's had to because clearly you're an absolute basket case. So she messaged me saying, hey, Will, hope you're having a lovely holiday. Just quick question for you regarding the wedding weekend. Are you and Sam staying at the house that Woody has meant to have booked for the whole weekend? I've told you that, yes, already. All the groomsmen have told you that, yes, already. And then she said, and are you both going to be traveling? Do either of you need a lift into the wedding? Did Woody tell you that was happening? Which you did, hence why we said no to the buses. Sorry, I'm in full bride mode trying to figure things out. So well, I
one
said,
of the groomsmen is a teetotaler.
Teetotaler.
He's driving us. Sorted.
Yes, I know that. Tick. And another one of the and one of our wives is pregnant, so she can drive as well.
Tick.
Yeah, but I had to tell her that.
Yeah, well, I told you. I walked away from the meeting, so I was feeling overwhelmed. But the accommodation question is a factor. Now, I'm not sure if you clicked on the link that I sent. Apparently, the link wasn't working. I sent you boys. I tried to do a hyperlink, and then someone said, I can't click on it. And I went, oh, this is stressing me out. I'm not sending another link. But there's four of us. There's four
we
of us.
We can't do this on air. This is ridiculous.
No, let's just,
we're not having this
you
conversation.
You need to hear this, Mads, because it's going to stress you a bit. There's four groomsmen.
Yes.
Okay. You
yeah,
all
each got a partner. There's eight people. Okay. Yeah.
Six beds and only half a bathroom.
For the whole place.
And four of those beds are in a bunk room.
It's all right. I've already clicked on the link.
What does 0.5 of a bathroom mean?
It's a powder room. There's no shower. It's just a toilet.
We don't have a shower.
No, not for the whole place.
It says. It says
half a bath. I can see.
It says half a bath.
I think what they're meant to say is one and a half bath. Because there's no such thing as half a bath. You
well,
can't
that's
have
what
a,
I said. I said, Mim, there can't be half a bath. It's got eight people trying to shower. We're going to have to share at the local recreational club. Or we'll rock up to the wedding day unshowered, and I'll just explain to Mim. I'll be like, Mim, we all need to use the showers here. Big rubber dub for the groomsmen. We'll be down in Arva.
Hi, this is Christian of Van Coldplay.
Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I'm calling for Coldplay tickets.
Tickets. I can't believe you guys are giving away rows of tickets. That's amazing.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
And we mean all of them.
Did I win?
Can everybody hear us okay?
Oh my god! I can't believe it.
So excited. I'm over the moon.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win.
Think see you.
Thank you so much, everybody. You sound incredible.
Your home of Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Listen to Will and Woody on demand. Search their podcast on iHeart. We're free. Never sounded so good.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at El Jama. Because their charcoal chicken just tastes better. Crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and charcoal to perfection. Best served with El Jana's famous garlic sauce. You'll be well fed at El Jana. El Jana. El Gina. No matter how you say it, the chicken's always juicy, the charcoal's always hot. Find your nearest location at eljana.com.au. Ooh, yummy.
Does biting into an ice cream make your teeth feel sensitive?
Sensodyne Repair and Protect Toothpaste provides lasting sensitivity relief with twice-daily brushing. Always follow the directions for use.
Ever driven with total reassurance? With a Hyundai Genuine Service, now you can. Our factory-trained technicians work in over 170 locations Australia-wide. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. T's and C's apply.
You're only a what-if away from...
Mate's right!
As our mate, you get access to discounts like 10% or more off select hotels around Oz and beyond. Find out more on the What If app. What if? It's Aussie for travel.
Leave stress behind and put your well-being first. An InSpa research study proved that the Endota Organic Relax Massage can decrease your heart rate, reduce stress levels and alleviate tension. Well-being awaits at Endota. Book now.
ANZ Falcon Technology learns from your transactions to help protect you from fraud. Sounds like its protective instincts just kicked in. ANZ Fraud Protection. Now it's personal. Falcon is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation.
Leasing your home? Don't leave it to chance. Barry Plant Real Estate has been leasing homes in Victoria for 45 years, and we currently care for over 35,000 investment properties. From finding the right tenants to maintaining your property, we ensure your investments are secure and delivering long-term value. Looking to lease your property? Talk to your local Barry Plant office today. With Barry Plant Real Estate, your home is in safe hands.
Bella's filling up at Ampol, dreaming of her perfect camping weekend away. And she'll be there in 2 hours. Go from A to anywhere with Amplify Premium Fuels, engineered for tough Aussie conditions. Ampol, Australia's own.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles' famous annual outdoor paver promotion is on now. Yes, whether you're a professional landscaper or a DIY renovator, do not miss the National Tiles' famous annual outdoor paver promotion on now. $100 travertine look pavers for under $50. $90 20mm porcelain pavers for under $48. Concrete look outdoor tiles sacrificed for under $20. So rush into National Tiles now and save.
Laser Clinics Australia's Big Beauty Sale is on now. Save 50% on laser hair removal and selected skin treatments like microdermabrasion, skin needling and more. Hurry, limited time only. Book now at laserclinics.com.au and save 50%. T's and C's apply. See website for details.
With so many holiday homes on booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
Live life in the fast lanes these school holidays at Strike, the ultimate entertainment experience. With bowling, laser tag, and mind-boggling escape rooms, Strike is fun with the works. Search Strike Bowling Deals to get great school holiday offers.
Does biting into an ice cream make your teeth feel sensitive?
Sensodyne Repair and Protect Toothpaste provides lasting sensitivity relief with twice-daily brushing. Always follow the directions for use.
So what do you think?
It's shorter than I was expecting. Yeah. KFC's doing $6.95 hot and crispy. Shut up and take my money!
Not everywhere and not forever. Pick up only.
Under the right conditions, renewables like wind and solar have the potential to generate abundant electricity. But conditions aren't always right. Australian natural gas is an important part of Australia's energy mix. It can be turned on or off on demand, making it an ideal backup when conditions don't suit renewables and demand is high. Find out more at keepingthecountryrunning.com.au. Authorised by S. McCulloch, Australian Energy Producers Limited, Canberra.
We know one in five Australians experience a mental illness every year. We also know creating better mental health will take time. So at the Black Dog Institute, we'd like you to help us take the first step. One Foot Forward is a walking challenge in October to raise funds and help put groundbreaking treatments into the hands of those who need them most. Sign up. Help the Black Dog Institute create better mental health for all. onefootforward.org.au.
Toolboxes. A tradie's repository of hammers, screwdrivers, and wisdom. 'Cause toolboxes know more than tradies give them credit for. They see the tradies' attempts to grow their business, the random advertising on search, social, classifieds.
Start with high pages,
they yell.
You get more jobs,
cries unheard from the back of the ute. Tradies, to build your business,
start with high pages.
Need tyres that go the distance? Buy three Bridgestone Turanza Serenity Plus tyres and get the fourth free. Plus a 50,000 kilometre wear life guarantee so you can go with confidence. Call Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto on 131 229. Conditions apply.
Listen to Will and Woody on demand. Search their podcast on iHeart. We're free. Never sounded so good.
Search Will and Woody on iHeart and listen to the boys on demand. This is their best bits from yesterday's show. Kiss.
I never met you, but I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flicker to the future for a moment I could picture. Then you touch me and I come back and we're talking on the staircase about your big dreams on the big screens out of Georgia. Now you're lonely in this city, lying with me, and you're scared it's moving quickly. Oh, now you're crying, you're in pieces, 'cause the only love you've ever known is Jesus. I can feel it. Oh, I hate that I'm the reason that you're in your head right now, while your world is spinning out. So slow it down, take a moment now. We're too young to drown. Deep in dirty waters full of hopeless doubt. Let me pull you out. Let me hold you now. Let me slow it down.
Ain't it funny how it changes, how the future we
Woody here with some more of us.
Tim Minchin joins us in the studio.
Hey.
Welcome, mate. So, new book, Tim, You Don't Have to Have a Dream, good bookstores. Sounds a little bit like a midlife crisis. How are you?
You reckon that sounds like a midlife crisis? Have you heard my album?
Yeah.
have you seen my face? The book is a collection of speeches, which sounds almost as ostentatious as it is. I got invited back to my old uni in West Australia about 11 years ago to do a commencement address.
That's right.
And I did that one, and that one went stupid viral around the world.
Yes.
Much to my surprise. And then subsequently I did a couple of others. People went, oh, he makes a speech that gets attention for our uni. So I got offered another couple of fake degrees from other universities. Not fake degrees, honorary. I use the title. And then I put this book together, which is basically those three speeches. And I wrote some essays just reflecting on my worldview. And I guess the book is for grads and high school students who don't know yet what they want to do with their lives. But I've spoken to people in their 30s and 40s who really like it, I think.
I'm fascinated by that idea of not needing to have a dream, because I feel like as a child, you're kind of, brainwashed is aggressive, but, you know, they say dream big and shoot for the stars and you've got to have a big dream. What makes you think, or what is the problem with having a big dream, Tim?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of problems with dream. I mean, one is a bit sort of persnickety, which is that saying you should have a dream implies it's something you should just sit around thinking about, when actually if you want, you should have a goal, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the sort of semantic problem with it. But the thing I'm saying is not that you shouldn't have a goal or a dream, but that if you don't have one, you shouldn't freak out. And specifically because I ended up getting to do... My career is beyond my wildest dreams, right? I come from Perth. I'm a largely self-taught muso. I never studied composing or acting or any of the things I've got to do. Mm. And I ended up, you know, with shows on Broadway and making telly and all these amazing things. And the way I went about it, because I wasn't brought up to kind of think I would have my name in lights or to think it was a very valuable thing to have as a goal. Mm. All I did is I was really, really into whatever I was doing. Like, it's just in my nature to go, right, I'm working in a cafe. I'm going to just be really good at working in a cafe or much more to the point. I'm writing some songs for a youth theatre show for $500 when I'm 18. I'm going to make this the best youth theatre show. And I wasn't thinking this is a step to something bigger. I was just thinking I'm going to nail this. And I think if you just approach life like that, the next thing will reveal itself. And because you haven't set your sights too far in the future, you'll notice other opportunities. So that's kind of the advice connected to the title.
Oh, I love that.
Great advice. You're sorry, because a dream can make you put the blinkers on. Totally.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And if you want to be a star athlete or a solo violinist in an orchestra, then yeah, you better start going early and you better have your... But that's not most people. Most people don't need to think 30 years ahead or 20 years ahead. You just need to think, I'm going to do a great job and kind of, you know, outperform myself doing this thing, which sounds a bit like motivational speaker for me. But I just think there's a lot of toxicity in telling kids they should know what they want to do. It's more important to say work hard at what you're doing now.
So bad time to suggest that, like, I have got a goal to be an orchestral violinist. Is that... Am I now?
I believe
in
you.
I believe in you. I'm feeling it. You can be honest with me. We're here.
You don't even have to practice. You just have to think, dream, and manifest it. Just manifest it. It's the secret, mate. Just take.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to go to a song. We've got more Tim Minchin up next on Will and Woody. It's Kiss.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
Kyle and Jackie O.
They're very funny.
A fun way to wake up in the morning.
Last night I smashed my car. I was taking my daughter Kitty home. I was in the garage. She's opened the back door. I don't know, got distracted, forgot it was open. I reverse out.
With the door open?
Wide open. The door buckled completely and snapped. We had to change. We have an old RAV4. I don't use it ever. It's just an emergency.
Yeah.
And then there's a barbecue table in my garage. So as I'm reversing, I smashed the car.
Oh, my God.
You could hear the, like, and I stopped. And Kitty and I just looked at each other and we just burst out laughing because we were like, this is ridiculous.
What a wonderful life lesson for her. When you ruin hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of cars, just laugh it off.
You want, because what can you do?
Well, you can learn.
No.
You can learn lessons.
Shut up and drive. Make up your own mind.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
Kiss 101.1.
Hurry. The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29th.
Listen to Will and Woody on demand. Search their podcast on iHeart. We're free. Never sounded so good.
Thinning hair? The Hair Repel is here to help regrow your hair and your confidence. For stronger, healthier hair, thehairypill.com.au.
Lisa, thoughts on Australian Unity's health insurance benefits like dental?
Duh, worth it.
Remedial massage? Optical? Physio?
Ooh, worth it.
6 weeks free when you sign up?
Worth it.
Search Australian Unity Health Insurance. 6 weeks free offer ends 30 September. New members only. T's and C's apply.
So what do you think?
It's shorter than I was expecting. Yeah. KFC's doing 6 for $6.95 hot and crispy. Shut up and take my money!
Not everywhere and not forever. Pick up only.
Need tyres that go the distance? Buy 3 Bridgestone Turanza Serenity Plus tyres and get the 4th free. Plus a 50,000 kilometre wear life guarantee so you can go with confidence. Call Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto on 131 229. Conditions apply.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles' famous annual outdoor paver promotion is on now. Yes, whether you're a professional landscaper or a DIY renovator, do not miss the National Tiles famous annual outdoor paver promotion on now. $100 travertine look pavers for under $50. $90 20mm porcelain pavers for under $48. Concrete look outdoor tiles sacrifice for under $20. So rush into National Tiles now and save.
So have you got any photos of your trip?
Yeah, plenty. Check it out.
What is that?
No, sorry, that's my erection.
What a beauty.
Yeah, it took a couple of days to get it up, but it's strong enough to handle 15 blokes at once.
Hey, can you send that to me? I'll show it to a couple of blokes at work.
If you need scaffolding, Precision Scaffolding will come to your worksite and put up a quality erection that meets all building regulations and safety standards. They do it on budget, fully insured, and it's guaranteed on time or it's free. T's and C's apply. PrecisionScaffolding.com.au.
The Australian Women's Health Diary, packed with expert health advice important to every woman. Plus, every diary sold supports breast cancer research. Just $19.99 from newsagents Woolworths and participating post offices and online at womenshealthdiary.com.au.
Anaconda Bayswater is celebrating 20 years of adventure. Rock climbing wall, mega deals, huge giveaways and more. Saturday, 12th of October from 9 a.m, 300 Canterbury Road. Play more, pay less. Anaconda!
Resources mined or quarried in Australia one day are being manufactured into bricks, aluminium and glass using Australian natural gas the next. Natural gas is used by Australian manufacturers to generate extreme heat over many hours to process and add value to Australia's natural resources. That's how natural gas supports Australian manufacturing and thousands of jobs. Find out more at keepingthecountryrunning.com.au. Authorised by S. McCulloch, Australian Energy Producers Limited, Canberra.
Get mind-blowing prices with Macca's new loose change menu. A 50-cent soft serve, $2 hamburgers and frozen drinks from $1.
Available 10:30 a.m. to midnight for a limited time at participating Vic restaurants. Excludes Mip delivery.
Ah, footy season. The excitement, the cheering, and importantly, the right drop to go with the game from IGA Liquor. Right now, you can get a Carlton Dry 24-pack only $52 or Heineken Lager 24-pack for $52. And Suntory minus 196 6% 10-pack varieties, $42. Because at IGA Liquor, there's something to keep everyone happy, win or lose. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only, enjoy responsibly.
You've all heard about Spinalese pillows and mattresses. We've talked about them heaps. You've heard the ads. If you haven't heard of Spinalese, wake up and listen to this. Spinalese mattresses and pillows are the most comfortable thing you'll ever sleep on, ever. It's time to make your bedroom work for you and get comfortable and start experiencing an incredible night's sleep with a Spinalese pillow or mattress. When you get a good night's rest, you're setting yourself up for success. I know. I sleep on one every night. Order yours now at Spinalese.com.au. That's Spinalese.com.au.
Lisa, how do you feel about some of Australian Unity's health insurance benefits, like dental and remedial massage?
Ooh, worth it.
Accident cover?
Duh, worth it.
Chiro?
Worth it.
Optical?
Totally worth it.
Teeth whitening?
Mmm, worth it.
6 weeks free when you sign up.
Seriously? Worth it.
It's useful for all you do. Search Australian Unity Health Insurance.
Worth it.
6 weeks free offer ends 30 September. New members only. T's and C's apply.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
Need tyres that go the distance? Buy three Bridgestone Turanza Serenity Plus tyres and get the fourth free. Plus a 50,000 kilometre wear life guarantee so you can go with confidence. Call Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto on 131 229. Conditions apply.
The mailbox. A statue of suburbia that sees all. Including tradies trying to use mailboxes to grow their business. One day they're posting fridge magnets, pamphlets the next. Even SEO, whatever that means, the mailbox doesn't care to know.
Start with high pages,
they yell.
You get more jobs.
If not for the junk mail just stuffed in their mouth. Tradies, to build your business.
Start with high pages.
Listen to Will and Woody on demand. Search their podcast on iHeart.
We're free. Never sounded so good.
Hi, it's Kyle and Jackie O here. If you love all the latest celebrity goss, we have the podcast perfect for you.
It's our own news where you'll get the latest from the celebrity world.
Kyle and Jackie's own news podcast. Press follow in whatever podcast app you're on to stay up to date.
Yes.
Baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. Change your fortune. Tell my mind, I ain't forget. Welcome drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need 30 more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street. Comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord.
Tell them drink some.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street.
With some of our best bits.
Tim Minchin is in the studio. Tim's got a brand new book, You Don't Have to Have a Dream.
Yes, I have. No, you don't.
In all new good bookstores, I was going to say, but it's also just in all good bookstores. It doesn't have to be just new.
It's in quite a few bad bookstores.
Why do I always get that credit? Why is it always all good bookstores?
We've distributed it mostly to crappy bookstores. Just find the crappiest bookstore and it'll be there in the window.
I'm sure the shit ones will have it too, let's be honest. I mean, no offense to the book.
The crappy online ones have it. If you want to help fund a guy go into near-Earth orbit, you can buy one online.
Hey, Tim, be honest. When you walk into bookstores now, knowing that your book is out there, do you always curiously have a look at the top 10 books? You know, that wall of top 10 books?
I try not to get into that game. I haven't actually. It's only been out for a week, and I've been overseas, so I just got back to Australia a few days ago, and I haven't clocked one in the wild yet. But I'm pretty excited to see one. I'd like it to be.
Surely you don't want it in that top 10 list.
Like, oh no, that's for losers.
Is that for losers? Is it Pulp Fiction?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't mind being Lee Child or the guy who made Bluey. I mean, I wouldn't have to. That'd be a pretty chill life, I reckon, if you made Bluey.
Hey,
I think he's doing pretty well. Yeah. Right? I think he's doing pretty just well.
Have a super yacht called Bluey, the super yacht. It would be great. Cattle dog. Super yacht called Cattle Dog.
I'd love to, Tim, hear your thoughts on another bit of advice that, again, was in that initial speech in WA and is, again, in the new book. The advice is remember it's all luck. And I find this one really interesting because sometimes I've toyed with that idea of luck, and I know Will and I would not be sitting in this radio studio without a considerable amount of luck, but I can find myself getting into trouble when I think it is all luck, because then I start going, oh, you haven't earned this, and maybe you don't deserve to be in this position, and that can sometimes impact self-esteem, etc.
Yeah.
Can you speak a bit to that?
You have to separate them. So you haven't earned it and you don't deserve it. So when I say it's all luck, this goes all the way down, right? So this comes to the argument against free will. And so I'm a determinist, right? I think we've just emerged out of the universe and everything is causal. And the way you can frame this is, if you have really bad luck, you don't blame yourself, do you? But if you have good luck, you credit yourself. Mm. So rather than think about this as about your self-esteem, think about it as a function of your humility, right? So the difference between you, a really successful, handsome, charming radio DJ, and you, Will, the difference between you boys, the difference between you guys and someone who's on the street and has a string of violent crimes to their name, the difference is circumstance, right? Mm. And people go, but you've worked really hard, and I have worked really hard, but I didn't, as I say in the speech, I didn't make the bit of me that likes working hard. Like, if you go all the way down, it is all luck. And what it means is I am less inclined, or at least I try to do the work. I meditate on this idea that if someone's an asshole, it is not really their fault. That's just what they've become. And I happen to be someone who's had a great deal of success in my chosen field, and I'm quite a nice guy, and that is neither to my credit. Right.
Mm.
And once you just contemplate that, don't get mixed up in all that, I'm not good enough stuff, because you're here, so you are. You know, what do they call it? Everyone goes on about imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
I kind of like, oh, dude, look, you're here. Just imagine you're good at it and do your best, right? And I promise you, if you're not good enough, you'll get fired, right? I think it's more important to have humility and work hard. I reckon just shake it off, baby.
Oh.
You're here because you're good, you know? But that doesn't mean you can't get better. Keep trying to get better.
This feels like it's becoming a therapy session for me, and I'm loving it.
If I was in the same city as you, I'd slowly massage your shoulders. I'd be whispering this stuff into your ear.
Hey, Tim, I know you were just saying then about imagining someone that is not necessarily a bad person. They're sort of like an accumulation of a whole bunch of decisions and background and root causes that are out of their control. I know that he spoke recently about the Cardinal Pell song in 2016 and regrets around writing that. Are this the same sort of philosophy?
I definitely don't have regrets. The trouble is I talk long. You can hear the podcast that newspaper article's taken
right
from. What's going around is Tim Minchin regrets the Pell song. That is such a 2D, bluey, cardboard cutout opinion, version
hey,
of my opinion.
You mean carefully considered piece of work.
Yeah, that's exactly right. How dare you?
Hey, it's been great to talk to you, mate. It really has.
Cool.
Congratulations on all your success. We're huge fans. Mm. The book tour kicking off in Perth, this Sunday?
This Sunday, I'm doing a series of live interview shows where I get to talk as pompously as I have been in front of ticket buying public.
Great. Well, so if you if you want to go and see Tim Minchin crawl up his own ass and then sell you a book about it, get down.
That's exactly right. Put that on the cover. That one you can take out of context and put on the internet.
Oh, mate, it's been great to hang out. Thanks for coming on the show.
Pleasure, guys. Thanks for the chat.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Thanks so much, Tim.
Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I dreamed along. I wrote a song for you. And all the things that you do. And it was called yellow.
And I will try to fix you.
Free tickets to see them live.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Ah, yes, thank you so much. I'm so excited. I love Coldplay.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win. From your home of Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5pm on 7 and 7 Plus.
Here at ABS, we're the car service experts who specialise in all your repair, logbook and servicing needs. Every service is available with our buy now, pay later payment options. Book online or call 1322 70 to speak with an ABS team member today. ABS, your automotive specialist.
You're only a what-if away from... Shall I just book it now? Lots of hotels are fully refundable, just in case plans change. Booking cancellation windows apply. Find out more on the What If app. What If? It's Aussie for travel.
Anaconda Bayswater is celebrating 20 years of adventure. Rock climbing wall, mega deals, huge giveaways and more. Saturday, 12th of October from 9am, 300 Canterbury Road. Play more, pay less. Anaconda!
Does your to-do list live rent-free in your head? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. From steaming carpets to moving house to hanging paintings to painting chicken coops. Get more done with Airtasker.
Do I buy first or sell first?
Wherever you are on your home buying journey, CommBank's lending specialists offer all the support and tools you need. Every step of the way. Search CommBank Home Loans today. Applications are subject to credit approval, conditions, fees and charges apply.
The 100% electric BMW i4 eDrive 35, now priced under the luxury car tax threshold, with exceptional offers from BMW Finance, business customers only. See bmw.com.au for fees, charges, terms, conditions and eligibility criteria. Ends September 30.
Thinning hair? The Hair Repel is here to help regrow your hair and your confidence. For stronger, healthier hair, thehairypill.com.au.
Hey Ben, are you sure it's a good time to build a new house?
Yep, absolutely. Henley's house prices are amazing and we're saving a further $40,000 on luxury upgrades, our facade, flooring and a battery.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's the Henley Big Sale. Wait, where are you going?
To get Chloe and visit Henley.
The Henley Big Sale. Save up to $40,000 on luxury upgrades, flooring, facades or a battery for any new home built. Henley Homes, backed by a $7 billion parent.
Home. That should be music to our ears.
A place that makes us feel safe and loved.
But for thousands of at-risk Aussie kids, that doesn't sound like home at all.
So we built a place that does.
Musicians Making a Difference has been using music and mentoring to transform young lives for more than 20 years.
Now, for thousands of at-risk kids, home sounds like mad.
But we need your help to keep our home humming.
Donate today and keep mad sounding like home for those who need it most.
Donate now at mmad.org.
Okay, team, now just because ANZ won Canstar's Bank of the Year for Small Business Banking a record 9 times, don't treat me any different.
Okay.
I'm still regular Andy. I just happen to be awesome choosing banks.
Small businesses deserve the best. Search ANZ Business.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at Elgina. However you say it, Elgina's chicken is always crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and charcoal to perfection. Oh, and their famous garlic sauce. Mmm, I like to smother it on bread, pack it with chicken, and feel my eyes roll back into my head. It's not just chicken, it's Elgina's charcoal chicken. Find a location near you at elgina.com.au.
With so many holiday homes on booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
Toolboxes. A tradie's repository of hammers, screwdrivers, and wisdom. Because toolboxes know more than tradies give them credit for. They see the tradies' attempts to grow their business, the random advertising on search, social, classifieds.
Start with high pages!
They yell.
You get more jobs!
Cries unheard from the back of a ute. Tradies to build your business.
Start with high pages.
Australian Skin Clinics is another year wiser. And our 28th birthday party is almost over. Don't miss up to 50% off leading laser hair removal, skin and body treatments. Visit australianskinclinics.com.au. T's and C's apply.
Footy season. The excitement, the cheering, and importantly, the right drop to go with the game from IGA Liquor. Right now, you can get a Carlton Dry 24-pack only $52 or Heineken Lager 24-pack for $52. And Suntory minus 196 6% 10-pack varieties, $42. Because at IGA Liquor, there's something to keep everyone happy, win or lose. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only. Enjoy responsibly.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bron, Chief Vet at RSPCA Victoria. This Thursday is RSPCA's Giving Day. For one day only, whatever you donate to the RSPCA to help animals in our care, our sponsors will match it. Your donation helps make it possible for our team to rescue, rehabilitate and rehome thousands of Victoria's most vulnerable animals every year. More than 90% of our funding comes from the generous support of Victorian animal lovers. So if you can, please search RSPCA and donate this Thursday.
Get mind-blowing prices with Macca's new loose change menu. A 50-cent soft serve, $2 apple pies and $3.50 chicken and cheeseburgers. Available 10:30 a.m. to midnight for a limited time at participating Vic restaurants. Excludes McDelivery.
Need tyres that go the distance? Buy three Bridgestone Turanza Serenity Plus tyres and get the fourth free. Plus a 50,000 kilometre wear life guarantee so you can go with confidence. Call Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto on 131 229. Conditions apply.
Get it. We'll do it live!
The biggest radio show in Australian history.
Get your hands up! Woo!
Broadcasting around the world.
The world.
The King and Queen of Radio.
Kyle and Jackie O.
Kyle Sandilands and Jackie O. Henderson.
The Kyle and Jackie O. Show.
Reign Supreme.
A show in Australia called The Kyle and Jackie O. Show.
Home of the world's biggest stars.
You know we're superstars. We are.
Hi, Ed Sheeran.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
We're Kyle and Jackie O.
This is Pink.
What's up, guys? This is Justin Bieber.
Hi, this is Ariana Grande.
Hey, Chris Hemsworth here with Kyle and Jackie O.
Just getting started. How we feeling? Thanks for coming.
Kyle and Jackie O.
It's a good name, right?
You're listening to the boy from the Big Bad City.
This is the best radio show I've ever heard in my entire life.
You guys are incredible.
Kyle, let's go!
The golden microphone is on.
It's the Kyle and Jackie O, Hour of Power, still out of Beverly Hills. Hi, Jack.
Hey, Kyle.
Today, a lot of people, Tyler Henry, that psychic medium, he's got a Netflix show now.
Yeah, he does. I love Tyler Henry. Yeah, he's so good.
Really, really genuine young kid.
Very sweet, too.
Yeah, really sweet.
We're going to be chatting to him. Also, George Costanza, otherwise known as Jason Alexander, from Seinfeld. Kyle caught up with him on set of the Uber Eats ad.
That's right.
In Los Angeles.
It was weird because, like, everyone knows Costanza, you know?
Yeah.
No one knows Jason Alexander,
well,
the actor.
Well, we just see them as the same people, to be honest.
I know. We get here. I sat with him. That was great. And we got a weird ranger coming on for TMI today. The dude looking for
game.
Women. Yeah.
Yep. Yep, that's coming up in a round of our news. All the gossip on the way.
Okay, live out of Beverly Hills, this is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eye. I see my whole life. They say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
time I wasted, you were right there all along.
This Around Australia is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
If you do know me, you probably know me as Jason Alexander.
Best known on television as George Costanza.
Jason Alexander, we're here in Hollywood. I didn't realize you actually lived here. I just assumed you're a New York guy.
Yes, that's the big illusion of the Seinfeld show. They took everybody from New York, moved them out to L.A. to make a show about New York.
Did you really work here?
We shot no actor.
Yeah.
In any frame of the Seinfeld show was ever in New York City.
That blows my mind.
Everything that looked like New York, we did here. Now, they would shoot some, you know, some establishing shots in New York. But no actor performed a frame of the Seinfeld show in New York.
Okay, this is interesting. So we saw the Uber Eats campaign that you're the star of. We've seen a lot of people on these. They've bought out the cream of the crop for Uber. Did you ever sit back and go, will I get a call for this? Is it something... Like, you're not the type of guy who's chasing the Colgate ad and the Brute 33. You're not that guy. But this is it's a different company, Uber Eats. Why do you think so many big-name stars are like, I'm in it? Because we use it? We can relate?
Well, we definitely use it. Uber Eats became my friend during the pandemic.
Yes, a lot of us love that.
I didn't, because there were other apps that were doing delivery stuff, but they had, like, niche
weird
areas.
Name, yes. Yeah, I want the
and
whole
suburb.
And
when my son, my older son Gabe, who said to me, why don't you just use Uber? Because I don't need a ride. And he said, no, they do. This is what they do. And I got the app. And I'm, oh!
How old's your oldest?
My oldest is 32.
Oh, my oldest is 2 years old.
Oh.
That's all I've got.
That's my grandson's
age. I assumed I wasn't working. So that's your grandson's age?
Yeah.
God, no.
So if you'd like to double duty for a while.
No. So when you did this campaign, obviously it's going back nostalgic. It's a classic character. I'm assuming it's George. Do they ever ask you to take the beard off? Like,
well,
really, really commit to the role?
So, A, it's not George, it's Jason. But, it's Jason with a smattering of George.
Because Jason is, like...
Neurotic? It's Jason is Jason, right. Even though the woman playing my wife is not my wife.
Right.
The
right.
beard, they would have loved for me to not have the beard.
Did they ask?
Of course they
asked.
And
you said...
It's not because of a vanity thing. I am about to do a production of Fiddler on the Roof, and I need
But this is
a
TV. That's like theater.
Yeah, I understand.
I know theater types think theater is above movie
well,
star.
Well, we do kind of elevate it.
But isn't it theater?